From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a speech Sunday to leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh, President Donald Trump appealed for unity to defeat Islamic extremism. He said there can be no coexistence with the violence, no tolerating it, no accepting it, no excusing it, no ignoring it.
This is not a battle between different faiths, different sects, or different civilizations. This is a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people, all in the name of religion. People that want to protect life and want to protect their religion. This is a battle between good and evil.
Mr. Trump urged his audience to drive the terrorists out. He said there could be no discussion of stamping out the threat without mentioning Iran, which he said gives terrorists safe harbor, financial backing, and the social standing for recruitment.
It is a government that speaks openly of mass murder, vowing the destruction of Israel, death to America, and ruin for many leaders and nations in this very room.
The U.S. and Gulf Cooperation Council announced agreement to coordinate efforts against financing terror groups. Mr. Trump is in the midst of his first foreign trip. He moves on to Israel Monday. In Nigeria, the military said it killed at least 13 suspected Boko Haram fighters in the Lake Chad area Saturday. They also arrested several militants and seized weapons, ammunition, and trucks. In the country's northeast, anti-Boko Haram vigilantes said four of their colleagues searching for food for internally displaced people were seized on the outskirts of the capital city, Maiduguri, and killed by suspected insurgents. This is VOA News.